From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The state is working with the federal government to prepare for the potential spread of the coronavirus in Georgia. As of now, there are no confirmed cases, but Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says his staff has been in daily contact with public health leaders across the country.
The administration in Washington understands the response happens at the local level. They have been working on that for weeks and weeks now, and we'll be ready for whatever comes, and hopefully it won't be much.
The State Department of Public Health has been monitoring about 200 people in Georgia who did recently travel to China. They are self-isolating at home for 14 days. Elections officials are making sure the state's new voting system is ready for the March presidential primary. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from a mock election in Henry County.
Please select your ballot style.
Just before lunchtime, election staff in Henry County filed into a back room to practice the voting process start to finish. Check in the voter, make the choices, print the ballot, scan the ballot over and over again until they're done. Director Amika Pitts says this stress test with the new ballot marking device system will assure counties are ready for the real thing.
It's important because sometimes things happen, and this is a good opportunity to just run through everything and know that everything is running smoothly.
All 159 counties are practicing now because early voting starts Monday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in McDonough.
The federal government is allocating $350 million in aid to farmers and landowners in South Georgia. The funding covers 95 counties devastated by Category 5 Hurricane Michael a year and a half ago. Starting March 18th, applications are open to Georgians in those counties who suffered damage to pecan, poultry, timber, among other products. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.